We're talking to the Go-Go's, Belinda, Charlotte, Jane, and Gina. You guys are on the farewell tour. Is this really the farewell tour? Please say no. Please say no.
Yeah. No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Maybe.
No. Yes, I mean, that's our intention, yes.
Okay, well, we love you guys. You're going to be here in the Chicagoland area. You're playing Ravinia on August 19th.
Yay!
We love Ravinia.
We are excited. We will still be available for bar mitzvahs and weddings.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome. We'd love you. We have a great float in the Pride Parade every year, so maybe you can plan our float next year.
Okay.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
That would be sweet. Are you near Fort Lauderdale right now, or you get the show there tonight?
We're driving.
You're not driving.
Fort Lauderdale.
You're probably sitting in the back, unless Jane's driving. That would be probably a scary thing.
Oh, no, don't let me drive. I'm the worst driver.
I'm going to
drive the tour bus.
I'm driving the tour bus.
Who's that, Gina?
Yeah. And I got a blanket over my head making a tent.
Gina, when I was in my teens, I would take sticks and pretend I was you. I'm like, I'm Gina Shock, the chick that rocks.
That's so cute.
Aww. Yeah, I always wanted to be a drummer, but I ended up buying a pink guitar because I was so into you guys, so into the Bangles. I'm like, I got to have a pink guitar.
Oh,
that's how much our
guitars cost.
No. Yes, pink guitars always sound terrible.
When people introduce you, of course, they say the Go-Go's. They've sold 7 million albums. Do you finally go, hey, that's us, 7 million albums?
Yes, it registers because I have big stacks of money in my living room.
She has all her furniture made out of, $20
bills.
$100 bills.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm coming to your house. We're having the party there.
So am I. I'm going over our house.
As kids, we'd go buy an album. And now that's just, now it's all Spotify and Apple Music. And things have changed so much now over the years. You guys have been playing together for 38 years, almost 40 years now. Do you think it's better now or better back then?
This is Gina speaking. And I must say that I don't like the way things have gotten with that. In that respect, because I liked buying a record and I loved all the artwork and it was like opening up a book and
the way it smelled
and the info, all the info about everybody in the band and the producer and this and that. And now it's like nobody cares about that, I guess. I don't know. But I love that, and the size of an album and everything. I still have my vinyl, but I think it's making a comeback.
I still have my vinyl, too.
It was also extra cool when people paid for music.
Yeah, yep. That was the golden years.
We used to have to stand in line at the Ticketmaster or at the record store and buy tickets. There was something kind of cool about that. And now it's all, the scalpers buy everything right away. Do you think it's harder now for artists, like the up-and-comers?
Yes, much harder. And plus there's paparazzi, which we didn't have back in our day, back in 1917.
No, but you guys started out on the L.A. punk scene. Talk about that a little bit. I mean, starting out, obviously it's hard to start out, period, nonetheless being on the L.A. punk scene, and you're women.
This is Belinda.
Hi, Belinda.
And it was really, really fun. It was just about 50 kids in the L.A. punk scene, and we just had a blast. It was a free-for-all and a very creative time.
You were kind of learning as you went, but there's something really kind of organic about that.
Learning.
We're still not professional.
This is Charlotte.
And
it was very organic the way we came together. The way we, found each other and writing songs and playing. I mean, and we weren't that good on our instruments, but we all learned together. And it was great. It was a really fun time.
You bring up the paparazzi and stuff. Now, it seems like before you could kind of do what you wanted to do. You're learning, you're playing, you're rocking out. But now everything is Facebook or there's a video or Facebook Live. And I think that just makes it so much harder now, I guess, with being stalked, number one, but just, trying to make it in the business.
Well, you can't get away with much these days, I'll tell you.
Yeah. We got away with an awful lot.
Yeah, we did.
Unless video surface, right?
I feel sorry for folks these days because they are tortured and followed around and their every move is being captured on somebody's, iPhone or something. It's kind of a drag.
Gina had to say iPhone. It's in her contract to mention that product in every interview.
The Going Gone Tour with the Go-Go is sponsored by Apple iPhone.
God, we wish.
Yeah.
Are you having the most fun now that you've ever had on tour?
Already being the funnest tour ever, because I think we're all realizing, this is our last month on the road together, and we're really making the most of it.
Yeah, we are.
What's your favorite song to play live?
I like Head Over Heels, personally. That's
yeah, that's a good one. That's
Charlotte. Charlotte, what's your favorite?
I like This Town.
Oh, I like This Town, too. I like This Town a lot. I love all your new stuff, too. I mean, I love the old stuff, but I love God Bless the Go-Go's.
I like playing La La Land. This is Gina Bina.
Well, Jane,
you.
I love your hair. The blue?
Thank you.
What made you decide to go blue?
Who's blue? I'm blue.
Jane,
I'm happy. I'm blue.
Jane is blue.
She is blonde.
She goes blue, right?
Go.
We'll see you guys in Highland Park at Ravinia. But
oh, awesome.
Is it just so cool, though, that, you know, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, everyone, I mean, your music has spanned generations. It really has.
Yes, yes. We have many, many ages at our shows, and we love it. We think it's fantastic.
We're stopping at a Goodwill to get some clothes for the show tonight. Woo! It's a Goodwill. I got paid for that.
Yes. Goodwill is also another corporate sponsor of the Go-Go's farewell tour.
I'm waiting for the day that you guys get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You're obviously eligible.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, seriously.
What do you have to? What do you have to do?
Because we have vaginas.
I know for the Star on the Walk of Fame, you know, that took forever too. And then, you know, they raise the funds, you get the nomination. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, do they just call you or do you have to be nominated? What's the.
We don't know how it works, but you know what? If it happens, we'll be really happy. If it doesn't, that's good.
We'll still be really happy.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. It's a no-brainer. That's what I can say to induct us.
Well, Chicago loves you guys. I hope you guys love Chicago. We love you. We look forward to seeing you girls on the 19th at Ravinia. Have fun and get good shopping at Goodwill.
Yes, thanks.
Chicagoans, come see us at Ravinia. We love you.
Thanks a lot, hon.